Perek Zayin Aleph. The seventh perek of Pesachim continues to discuss the processing of the Korban Pesach, and more specifically, once the Korban Pesach has been brought as a korban, once the process in the Beis Hamikdash has been done, how exactly does it need to be roasted by each individual group, and what are the various laws associated with that? Now, the Torah prescribes that the Korban Pesach needs to be roasted. It can't be cooked in water, it can't be cooked in any other way, it has to be cooked only from the heat of fire. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Tzogin Sapesach, how does one need to roast the Korban Pesach? Mevin Shefud Shel Rimon, they bring a spit made of pomegranate wood, so a large stick, and Toichavoyim Toich Pivad Beis Mikuvasai, they push it from within its mouth until it comes out of the hole in the animal's bottom. So you'd have this animal, the whole animal, on this big large stick, and the animal would be facing downwards, meaning its face and its mouth would be at the bottom, so the stick had to be thicker and wider at the end where the animal's mouth was, so the animal wouldn't slip down the stick. And then they would roast it on in the fire. Now the reason why it had to be specifically pomegranate wood is because when it comes to other wood, some moisture comes out of that wood when it comes in contact with fire. And the Torah says specifically that the Korban Pesach cannot be cooked by water or by any liquid, so the liquid would contribute to the cooking of the Korban Pesach of the animal, and therefore it's forbidden. And the reason why you can't use a metal spit is because the metal would become very hot, and the metal would end up cooking the animal as well, the heat of the metal, and not the actual fire. Now, ends off the Mishnah with another machlokes. The Torah says that the entire Korban Pesach needs to be roasted together. Reish al kirov al kirboi, its head together with its knees, together with the inside, the parts of the stomach, it all needs to be roasted together. So according to the first opinion, v'nosin es kirov v'espinei meyav l'soichai, one then puts the knees and the parts of the intestine or the stomach and all the bits which are being cooked, he puts that inside of the animal. So after he's made a hole with the spit, so he places these things inside of the animal and cooks it with that. That is the opinion of Rabbi Saglili. However, Rabbi Akiva says there's a problem over here because the parts which are inside the animal will now not be being cooked directly by the fire. Rather, the outside of the animal will become very hot, and it will end up heating that which is inside the animal, or at least contributing to that cooking. And says Rabbi Akiva, Kamim Bishul Huzer, that's like cooking the Korban Pesach, not by roasting it with the fire. If so, how can he fulfill the pasuk of cooking the entire Korban Pesach together? Elo Toilon Chutzaloi, rather he should tie these limbs, he should hang them off of the same spit outside of the actual animal, so where the head of the animal is, push that further up onto the stick, and then place the other limbs on the stick, so that it's all being burnt together on one stick, even though the limbs will not be actually inside of the animal itself.